Hello, and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today, we're continuing our discussion of communities and how they're enhancing customer service relationships through crowdsourcing and new mediums of interaction. So to talk about some of these issues, I have with me Dennis Pombriant, CEO at Beagle Research Group. So welcome, Dennis.
Thanks. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Hi. So, Dennis, we have been talking a little bit about this new notion of developing communities that customers can be a part of, and these communities could either be for customer support, they could also be for product ideation and innovation, and how these new mediums are faring with companies, whether they're providing a really valid new channel over, say, the contact center. So now I want to ask you a little bit about some of the downsides. So what might be some of the drawbacks of using communities to handle customer relationships?
Well, I think you kind of hinted at it in your introduction. Communities are a tool, and they're a very valuable tool, but they're only one of the things that should be in your toolbox. We're discovering that customers need multiple access points and that none is always right. There are some business processes that customers must engage in, and only with their vendors, like billing inquiries. And vendors need to be careful to make themselves easily available and accessible. So, you know, communities and billing inquiries might not be a great fit. So customers need to be educated about the different capabilities of these channels so that they can understand each one's appropriate use. A recent Pew Research report, interestingly, shows that picking up the phone is still the most popular vendor access point, especially for older demographic groups. So there's some work still to be done.
Right. And I mean, you know, customer service has become such a flashpoint in some ways for this whole customer relationship, and high touch seems very, very important, especially where something has gone wayward. Would you agree with that, that being on the phone, handling this in a high touch way is still very important?
Well, I think that's right. I would also say, though, that customers are increasingly becoming more demanding or picky about their products. 10 years ago or 20 years ago, many of the products that are on the market today had very simple service and support modalities for the simple reason that customers bought them and more or less assumed that they were going to take responsibility for making them successful. Today's buyers, who are further down the chronology of the life cycle, they might be early majority or late majority, probably late majority in a lot of cases, are more risk-averse, and they want more hand-holding. So the definition of product in their mind is no longer that core thing that they bought, but the bigger solution that comes with products and services. So vendors are having to step up to enhancing their services offerings. And I don't mean just, you know, service in the form of, you know, I solve a problem for you or a technical problem, but service in a broader sense of I, the vendor, help you integrate this solution into your life in a holistic way.
Right, right. And again, that's a more high-touch conversation. It might begin over a community forum, but it might have to then be transferred to the contact center or some other more high-touch medium.
Or it could result. It could result in an initiative by the vendor to reach out to the customer. So, for example, a customer that tweets this, you know, something about this product is giving me trouble. You know, if they've appropriately designed their tweet to have, you know, hashtag product or hashtag brand, there's a good chance that there's somebody on the other end filtering that stream and saying, oh, here's a customer, and the customer needs my help, and they might respond directly by responding to the tweet while the customer is still in Twitter, or they might they might look up the customer and say, oh, yeah, I know this customer's phone number, and call them up and say, hi, I heard you have a problem.
Right. So that brings up a whole other issue, which I'm sure we'll talk about some other time, in terms of sort of integrating this one view of the customer through all these different channels and the challenges there. But for today, my next question for you is, what do you see as the next step in terms of community interaction with customers?
Well, we're increasingly realizing that offering data or even information to customers is insufficient for all needs. You know, it used to be you could go to the FAQ and get some information and then go fix the problem yourself. Today, customer issues, including capturing customer ideas for product and service innovation, have to be handled by customer-facing processes, which involve things like workflow and some amount of data reduction through analytics and modeling. We're not all the way there yet, but I think the future evolution of this sprawling channel will need to include more ways to process data and act on the results. And by acting on the results, I mean well-defined business processes at the vendor side.
Mm. So, you know, I've heard this very recently, communities be described as kind of the killer use case for, you know, customer service and support. But, you know, companies are looking for that one thing that will improve business. Is community that killer use case, or is it that one thing?
Probably not. I'm not a big fan of looking at things, looking for the knockout punch. There are very few instances where one thing makes all the difference. In customer-facing situations, we often talk about the need for people, process, and technology. I'm writing a book right now on this, and basically I think today we need to deal with two closely related ideas, people processes and technology processes. People mediate many customer processes, and businesses tried to take as much labor out of their processes as possible over the last few years, and I think that's a problem. Algorithms alone, technology processes, in other words, won't cover 100% of the waterfront, which means leaving some customers hanging some of the time. So I think we need to be able to reinsert people into some processes. But doing this efficiently and effectively means relying on technologies like analytics to show us where the exceptions are, to show us that 10% who aren't being helped by automation, and to bubble that up to customer service people. This approach keeps customers happy, obviously, but it also helps to control costs so that everyone, both the vendor and the customer, would be happy.
Mm. Which, again, is one of the ways in which communities are really proving their ROI in terms of, you know, potentially buying some expensive software and having community managers and the like, but keeping customers happy, customer retention. That would be some serious ROI that would justify the purchase of the technology.
I think so. It's a tool. It's not the be all end all, but it's a really important new tool or innovation.
Right. So Dennis, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us today about this stuff. And for more on communities and customer relationships, check out searchcrm.com and searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.